least the first two. I actually don't know that I've read Lisa Klein Ransom's novels before. I've read a lot of her picture book biographies. They're really well written and researched, and they often have very beautiful illustrations, or they always have beautiful illustrations. But her husband, James Ransom, is an illustrator and an author as well. And but they often partner up for the picture book biographies. So a lot of her books have his illustrations that are really beautiful.
Oh, that's cool.
And he also comes to the Hudson Children's Book Festival.
Yay.
I'm gonna look it up and see if they're coming.
I cannot wait to go this year. I'm so happy it's finally back.
Yeah, I'm very excited. That's one of my favorite events every year. And you can find out more about the book festival at HudsonChildrensBookFestival.com. They've started sharing author information and illustrator information for who's coming.
Yay!
And it's always on the first Saturday in May, so save the date for that. But yeah, there's so many great people coming.
I'm so excited.
Yay. Including Jerry Craft, who's come many times, is coming. And his book, The New Kid, won like a gazillion awards the year that it came out. And the sequel was very good. And there's a third book coming out this spring called School Trip that I'm excited to read. So I'm excited he's coming. Mike Curato, who's been there many times, is coming back. I talked about his latest graphic novel, Flamer, recently on the show. It was really good.
Yeah, I remember you talking about that graphic novel on the show. I went on to like look it up later afterwards. It looks very good.
Yeah, it's a very moving story. Highly suggested. Our friend Tori Maldonado, who's been a guest on the show before, is coming back. He has a new book coming out. I think also sometime, I don't know if it's this winter or the spring, but he has a book called Hands coming out. So look forward to seeing him again. Kayla Miller, who is one of Georgia's favorites, wrote the Click graphic novel series, which Georgia's talked about a lot. And lots of old favorites, as well as some new faces. But yeah, should be fun. So that's going to be first Saturday in May.
Yay.
Make sure to come.
I'm so excited.
And we'll be doing our radio show again. We do a radio show the Friday before the festival each year.
My favorite radio shows of the year is when we get to interview the authors.
It is really fun. We have it's like speed dating with the authors. You have like five or six authors that you're trying to talk with for like 15 or 20 minutes. It's like, how many questions can I ask?
Oh. Yeah.
How can we make sure everybody gets to talk? But that'll be fun.
It will be very fun.
Is there anything else this year that you're especially looking forward to?
Oh my goodness, I'm not sure. I've got some things I want to learn this year. I'm taking one of the non-credit classes at Columbia Green Community College for like art, just to have something to do because it sounds fun.
Cool. What kind of art?
I believe it was still life drawing.
Oh, cool.
Something that I never really paid attention to in art class in high school because there were more interesting assignments you could take. but I figured I'd try it out just to see what it's about and to meet some people. And also my birthday is coming up the 14th of this month, so I'm looking forward to that.
Yay. Happy early birthday.
Yeah.
I don't know what I want to learn this year. I feel like I always want to improve on my Spanish. But I need to just make the time for it. I would also like to start practicing piano again and like playing music more often.
I used to play piano when I was younger.
But yeah. For all of our listeners out there, if you are a young person, ages 8 to 20, and you'd be interested in talking with us about books on the radio, you can reach out to me at the Hudson Area Library. You could stop by or email or call. Ask for Emily if you call. And otherwise, email info@hudsonarealibrary.org and let me know. We would love to have people come and talk with us about their favorite books on the radio, either as a special guest or as a regular participant. Also wanted to let our listeners know about an upcoming program for teens and adults. There are going to be some college information sessions. They're going to be held on Mondays, January 9th and January 30th from 4 to 5 p.m. here at the Hudson Area Library. Registration is not required. You can just stop on in. And Matthew Green, who's Assistant Dean of Enrollment Management at Columbia Green Community College, is going to offer these info sessions. They're going to cover topics such as understanding a college degree, campus resources, financial literacy, and college terminology. And this is presented in collaboration with Operation Unite New York and Columbia Green Community College. Mm-hmm. So if you're thinking that you might want to get a college degree, this might be a good session for you.
Yeah.
So again, that's Mondays, January 9th and January 30th from 4 to 5 p.m. So feel free to stop by or spread the word to some teens or adults that you think might be interested. And that information is also available on our website, so feel free to check that out. On that note, I think we are out of time for today. So I'm going to say goodbye, but we hope everyone out there listening has a great week with lots of quality reading time. And we'll be back next week to talk about some more books.
Yay!
Until happy reading. Then.
Happy reading!
Bye.
Bye.
Cactus where your heart should be, has lovely little flowers. So though it's always pricking me, my ardor never sours. The cactus where your heart once was, has power to rend and flay. I stick because I'm stuck because I just can't tear myself away. Hi, I'm Shersha Mizan from Hudson. You are listening to WGXC Accra 90.7 FM. Thank you.
Tune in to all sorts of live radio shows every Sunday on WGXC 90.7 FM, beginning at 8 a.m., where the Reverend Kim Singletary is live with There's a Bright Side Somewhere from Columbia County every Sunday at 8 a.m. Then at 9 a.m., Janessa Hope McKay brings you a slap of reality live from the WGXC studio in Hudson in the basement of the First Presbyterian Church on Warren Street. She's playing her top music pick and talking about her hot topics of the week until 11 a.m. At 1 p.m., every Sunday, DJ Neva Wartell is live with music for the masses from Catskill, with sounds from around the world. At 4 p.m. every Sunday, Carlene Murphy and Azuka Legba are live with the Lile Latan version of the WGXC Afternoon Show until 6 p.m. And every Sunday night, Tony Fallon is live with the Irish Show at 8 p.m. on the radio from Accra on 90.7 WGXC.
WGXC underwriting support is provided in part by Sun Common, supporting vibrant communities across New York for 15 years, offering custom solar installations for homes, farms, and businesses. Information at suncommon.com.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Guillermo Rickerson of Cairo, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. Become a WGXC sustaining supporter today. Go to wgxc.org and click Donate. Thank you for your support.
on the WGXC community calendar online at wgxc.org. You can find out about the Ice Skating in the Gilded Age online event that's sponsored by the Hudson Area Library. It's at 6 p.m. on Tuesday, January 24th, and it features Marie Reynolds, the curator at Stottsburg State Park, and an avid ice skater talking about...
Gonna be gonna go with me. I got two bad roots. Gonna be rubbing my feet. I got two young down the bus at the heat. And all y'all ain't got nothing.
Ooh, not one of y'all.
I got two bad roots. Gonna be rubbing my feet. I got young down the bus at the heat. And all y'all ain't got nothing.
Okay, put your hands up, it's the anthem, smiling cause I'm young, rich, black, and I'm handsome, not to mention wealthy, on a healthy, young millionaire, what the what can you tell me, smell me, that's Chanel cologne, I'm in Europe with the tourists with no cellular phone,
like, ooh, sound like rich problems, I the bad with a fistful of in the randomness of risky menages, like she can get what she wanted, then flaunted my trip like a faucet, she told me she was pregnant, I ain't even take out my pocket, yet.
The opposite, she want me to fly her, so I cop the jet, must be thinking I'm a one-way ticket on a runway, tripping in my feng shui, sipping on a Sunday.
Honey, y'all gonna be gonna go with me, I got two bad roots, gonna be rubbing my feet, I got two young down the bus at the heat, and all y'all ain't got nothing,
ooh, now
I got two bad boys, and we put on me. I got young, the bus at the heat, and all y'all ain't got nothing on me.
I bought a Montclair coat for the times we're broke.
I'ma wear it in the summer on the LeBron James
boat.
Bro.
We don't sit on those bleeds.
Ain't your pockets obese?
They won't fit in those seats.
And we like a co-team.
Shaq and Kobe.
Like back in 03.
I was only like 6.
I was like 16.
But I can give a 16.
I can make scream.
That's a bit extreme.
I got a thick ball. That call it Miss Clean. My drip frosty like Halls and Listerine. All stars, you hardly 6 string.
Yeah, I had to ball hard to harvest these dreams.
Swear to God, me too.
No Harvey Weinstein. The coupe was lime green. My wrist was blinding.
We party in South Beach for rubbies and blue cheese.
Does that even mean?
Just let the hook sing. Honey, y'all gonna be gonna go with me. I got two bad roots. Gonna be rubbing my feet. I got two young down the bus at the heat. And all y'all ain't got nothing.
Ooh, not one of y'all.
I got two bad boots. I got young the bus at the heat. And all y'all ain't got nothing on me.
Hello, hello. This is Michael from Clubhouse Radio. You are listening to WGXC 90.7 FM. We will be right back after the local news and weather.
From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Daily News. Patricia Dante reports in the Daily Freeman that Ulster County could find itself with another multi-million-dollar surplus in 2022, according to a report issued this week by Comptroller March Gallagher. Gallagher said, A, and I quote, conservative analysis of previous year's third quarter results indicate that Ulster County could see a 2022 surplus of $25 million, end quote. In her report, Gallagher said the county in the first three quarters of 2022 received $258.2 million, or 73.1% of its budgeted revenues, the same percentage the county received at the same time in 2021. She said the county has to date realized a 9.2% increase in sales tax revenues when compared to 2021 and projected that sales tax revenues in 2022 and could, and I quote, greatly exceed, end quote, the $139 million budgeted for the year. The county executive office has said the county could receive as much as $167 million in sales tax revenue in 2022.
Gallagher said the occupancy tax was up during the third quarter as well, 20% over the same time in 2021. The county's 2022 budget projected $143 million in revenues from that tax. The report added that if the comptroller's projections hold true, it would mark the third year in a row the county ended the year with a surplus. The report stated, and I quote, the previous 2 years added $51.5 million combined to the fund balance, and this year may add a considerable amount more, end quote. Also, employment levels in Ulster County continued to increase in 2022, with 1,700 new jobs created as of the end of October. The top job-generating sectors were education and health services and leisure and hospitality. Gallagher did warn that while the county's financial situation has improved, the 2023 budget added 54 new positions to county government, creating ongoing expenses in the future. She urged county officials to limit new additions to the budget in order to protect county taxpayers from future tax increases during what she said is the, and I quote, inevitable downturn in revenues, end quote. Read the full story in the Daily Freeman. Brendan J. Lyons is reporting for the Times Union that Albany Medical Center and the Center for Disability Services are receiving federal funds to establish an integrated health system that is said to be the first of its kind in the nation. Both institutions have been serving thousands of people with disabilities for more than 80 years in the Capital Region. The $2 million award announced on January 5th by U.S. Senator Charles E. Schumer is among $22 million in federal aid being distributed for a series of regional projects. The funds are coming from the $1.7 trillion omnibus spending bill that Congress passed just before Christmas and was signed into law by President Joe Biden on December 29th. Schumer said the Integrated Health Services at the Center for Disability Services is intended to have, and I quote, one-stop, end quote, treatment services for those who receive services there. Schumer said, and I quote, it is the first time that people with severe disabilities can get really good health care instead of having to go from one place to another. It is a one-stop shop. It's really the first of its kind in not only the Capital Region, but I think in the country. It'll have tremendous cost savings because you won't have to make four different stops and see four different doctors, end quote. The Center for Disability Services, headquartered on South Manning Boulevard in Albany, runs educational and vocational training programs and also operates about 50 group homes in the region. The center's mission is to empower and promote independence among people with disabilities, allowing them to lead healthier lives. Read the full story in the Times Union. Mid-Hudson News reports that the Dutchess County Legislature re-elected Republican Greg Pulver as its chair during its reorganizational meeting on January 4th. The Pine Plains cattle farmer was re-elected after being nominated by fellow Republican Michael Polasek of LaGrange. As he outlined some of the goals for the new years, Pulver said, and I quote, this means a lot to me, end quote. One of his top priorities is to work on getting tax credits for county volunteer firefighters and first responders. Pulver is a life member of the Pine Plains Fire District. Pulver's re-election was opposed by Democrat Craig Brondley. Barrington Atkins, a Democrat who represents the city of Poughkeepsie, nominated Brondley, who also represents part of the city, to be chairman. Democrat Randy Johnson, a city of Poughkeepsie representative, said, and I quote, I was unable to attend due to a long-standing vacation. If I was there, I would have cast my vote for Pulver because, despite our political differences, we continue to work toward improving the quality of life in the city of Poughkeepsie, and that is why I'm here, end quote. Pulver said he has no plans to retire from the position. He said, and I quote, I'm honored to do this. When it becomes no longer fun, I will leave, but right now, I'm still having fun and I enjoy helping people. End quote. Read the full story at MidHudsonNews.com. And that wraps up the WGXC Daily News. You can visit our website at WGXC.org for local weather updates, public meetings, a community calendar, or COVID-19 updates. And while you're there, please click on the donate button to become a WGXC sustaining supporter or make a one-time donation. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day. And a nice weekend.
Hello and welcome to the better weather for Friday, January 6th. Local early morning temperatures range from 34 degrees in Tannersville to 40 in Red Hook. That's a flip. Regional average soil temperature is 42. Rain is still around today, hardest in the morning and turning to snow in the higher elevations. Temperatures on the ground hover around 41 and 42 degrees all day. Up in the hills, it dips just to the freezing mark. By dark, precipitation comes to an end, and all places should drop below freezing by dawn. Saturday will be dry with a moderately windy afternoon and a high of 42. Conditions will be cold. Bring the hat and maybe gloves. 26 degrees overnight takes us into an also dry Sunday with a high of 37. Overnight, it drops to 28, then back up to 42 on a dry-looking Monday. Sunset today will be at 4:24 p.m. Sunrise tomorrow will be at 7:19 a.m. With this past Wednesday being the latest morning of the entire year, it all just gets brighter from here on out. Looking way up, we see sunspot AR3182 is rotating into full view and has already been caught spewing X-class flares. Radio blackouts could occur today. This means sometimes terrestrial radio could be a little harder to hear. GPS systems could get a bit glitchy. If you were listening to the Thingularity program last night, it's not one of those potentially life-altering scenarios. It's just going to make things weird for scientists and satellites. Regular people might experience some extra dropped calls. Solar wind speed is currently 471.7 kilometers per second at 9.5 protons per milliliter. Radio propagation conditions are currently terrible until dark and only fair below 14 megahertz overnight. The 24-hour predicted KP index is 3. Quiet. The current sunspot number is 103. And this has been The Better Weather, brought to you by the Catskill Makers Syndicate.
And this is A Small Little Break by Clubhouse.
Hi, my name is Alina, and I would like you to give you a few reasons why...
Hello, everybody. Excuse us for that little ad. You are listening to Clubhouse Radio, broadcasting live on 90.7 FM, broadcasting Acre, Catskill, Hudson. Today, we're going to be doing a show about New Year's, and I'm joined with a few people today. We got...
DJ Sean Money, also with two, well, a newcomer and an oldcomer. Introduce yourself.
Should I start? Yes. I'll start. What's up? It's DJ Feebs. But I'm in the studio. Feels so good. We signed our names on the wall. We're making it a moment. It's a moment right now. It's good to be here.
And we have DJ Meeple.
DJ Meeple.
First time on your show. How do you feel?
I actually feel really good.
I'm glad to hear that. You know, I'm glad you got your DJ name coming in.
DJ name, and I'm making a dream.
Let's go.
How long have you been interested in radio?
Actually, ever since I was two.
Since you were two?
Yeah.
Wait, no, really?
Yeah.
This is like a dream come true right now.
Yeah.
You're just like, there's a radio show here?
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah. Well, it's great to have you on. This fits with our theme of the show. We're going to be looking back at the year, what it had for us, and we're going to be looking forward, too, to see what this year has for us.
Okay.
And, you know, we got an old guest from last year's, and we got a newcomer coming on that might stick around, hopefully, you know?
Yes, sir.
You know, I would like to say that this show... This one is all about calm, peace, and basically tranquility. Mm. Now, we got a couple of chill bangers for you, for me, as you late night driving, for me, it's rainy, you know, at least where we at, it's rainy, you know, a little dark out, so dark skies, late night vibes, you feel me? So it's like, it's a vibe, new, old, young, you know, types. I just want to say, I'm happy for new experiences, happy for new people, stuff like that.
Yeah, it's great to tie in, like, the old and the new, and then, like, you what you said earlier, make peace. And I think you can coincide both themes so well, because in order to change, in order to grow, you have to make peace with your flaws in order to change them to begin with, you know?
True story.
You know, since I was talking about peace... What we gonna do? We gonna chill. Y'all could let y'all hair down. Oh, yeah.
That's an everyday faucet, make a way, make a rinse. Skeletons in your closet, but your past don't exist. Got a pad on your list, got a pad on your life. Calabasas ain't the move, that's where everybody live. Plus the mountain is hot, you forgot what you got.
Hold up, roses. I recommend I'm on with a toasted. I recommend a beer for the juices. I recommend you live where the truth is. Psychedelic views and affinity pools, yeah, check it out. Once I sweat them edges out. Head down like vanity, I got the... Ups. I got the damage fees, I got the gold dust, I got the anesthesia. When you chose up, this ain't a fantasy. We about to go up, see at the hand of me. Never got no love, but understand to me. Maybe can mold us and...
Baby, I'm just trying to let my head down. Baby, I'm just trying to let my head down. Everybody's watching, I'm aware.
I take
take off my coat? Do you promise to stay? If I give you my heart, would you throw it away? Do you mean what you say when you tell me you love me? Do you really? Do you really?
Hello, everybody. We are back, and now that we're back on Clubhouse Radio, broadcasting 90.7 FM, we're going to talk about how this year affected us, you know, the highs and the lows. So I'm going to start with a very blunt, open-ended question. Feel free to answer this in any way you want. How was your year?
It was a good one. There were some ups, some downs, and I don't know. It was just, I mean, it was a good year, but yeah.
Let's talk about the ups. I have a good follow-up question for everybody here. What was your best moment of the year?
My best moment of the year? Joining the football team.
Okay.
What position?
I was a nose tackle.
Okay, okay.
Or a nose guard, whatever you want to call it.
This is your first year playing for the school?
First year playing for Catskill, yes.
Okay, okay. Cool. How was your season?
Not very good. We only won one game.
But how was your experience?
My experience was awesome.
Cool.
You know, that matters at the end of the day, whether you had a good time.
Yes.
Yeah, I played college softball, and we had this. Our team was terrible, but we had the best time ever. It was just, like, so much fun. Yeah, like, you know, it was like we didn't even care that we lost every game. We were just like, whatever, we love each other. It was, like, what really counts.
So what was your best moment of the year, Phoebs?
It's really hard to pick a moment.
To limit yourself to just one if you don't want to.
I mean, I think for me, like, the best moments have been, so I'm living in a new place. I moved to a new home, bought a house, which is wild. And yeah, I think for me, the best moments have been those moments where I'm just, like, really blown away by, like, how awesome it is, you know, because there's, like, plenty of days where I'm stressed about it, where I'm like, oh my god, the roof is leaking, or I gotta deal with this or that or whatever. But then there's these moments when I'm like, the sunrise here is the most epic, beautiful sunrise I've ever seen in my life, you know? And just, like, those, like, little moments of gratitude are kind of, like, the best moments, actually.
I get why, like, moving out could be such a big deal. I lived in one house for my entire life.
Could I just say one more other good moment?
Yeah, of course.
Another good moment is I just recently shot a 106 in bowling.
Oh, okay. So you're going
not 106, 206, that's my bad.
That is, I don't know anything about bowling.
206 is a bowling term.
Oh, yeah.
That was your score in bowling?
Yes. 206. Like, it was a 206, my bad. That's
big
completely
difference.
My bad.
Yeah. I've never bowled over 200, that's for sure.
Okay, so you're coming in with the sports this year. That's what you're focusing on.
Yeah.
I hope you can keep that up. What about you, DJ Shawani?
No. This is you. What about you?
Okay. The best moments of my year, you know, probably just getting new instruments and learning them, because I think we're just coming in on a year. This is, like, my first full year with ukulele, and then I had guitar this year, so being able to learn so many new instruments is so awesome. Now I'm passing it back to you. You look a little nervous.
Nothing. You know, I'm always confident because I'm the goat. I do this. But honestly, I could say my best experience of this year, I'd also say football. Like, I got to be center. Like, I was the one who snapped the ball to the quarterback.
Ooh.
And it was like, it was my first official year doing it. Like, they setting me up last year to do it. And it was like, I didn't get a chance to do it. And then they officially had me doing it this year. It kind of sucked because I didn't get to do it until, like, our third game. Because my silly self injured myself for like two games straight. So, and I ended up forcing myself through the pain, like on like a rolled ankle. Like, it was like crazy. I ended up getting a couple of my friends' touchdowns, like off of my snaps. And it was like the greatest feeling. That and being on like kick return, punt return. It was just the best feeling. But it kind of sucked because my season got cut off because everybody wasn't on the same page. It was like, it kind of sucked, but honestly, I could say that was kind of like the best run of my year. That and,
What happened with the season ending? Like,
you know, people just wasn't doing what they had to do. It was like, they wasn't.
Did the coach like cancel the season on it? Because it was just like people weren't showing up with the right attitude and stuff.
Like, they wasn't showing up with the right.
How'd that feel for you? Like being on the team and dealing with people not showing up.
Because it was like, I'm over here doing this stuff I gotta do, and it was like, even if I really don't want to do it, it's like I'm still going and like doing what I gotta do. It's like. People would come under the influence.
Yeah, okay.
People would, like, leave school, sneak back into school.
Yeah. Get messed up and then come in.
And then there was a really stupid one where it was, like, if you're even, like, a couple seconds late, like, by a minute or two,
yeah,
you can't go to practice. And it was, like,
that's kind of frustrating.
That rule
in general broke our team.
Yeah.
Because it was, like, we would get to school, and the school even considering it on time, it would be like, nah, you're late. Because it's by a minute.
That's frustrating.
And I'm not going to lie, that one was the beat. But, like...
That would suck in my school because we have a 3-minute really? Timeout, yeah. Okay.
Oh, I was just going to coincide our little theme here we got going. What's something you're looking forward to next year? It could be a goal. It could be something good happening, you know? It could be anything. Or not next year. This year now, I guess.
Do you want me to start this one off? Since it started off with Heath?
Yeah.
All right, bet. So, I'm going to need you to say that again one more time.
What's something you're looking forward to? It can be anything.
Okay, looking forward to. That's a good one. Probably making more music. And finding myself more and expressing myself instead of like holding feelings in, and being myself more, like letting people know how I feel. You?
Something I'm looking forward to? Well, okay. I'm gonna be starting to apply to colleges and that stuff once I get my GED done. I'm gonna be. Yeah, right. I'm gonna try my best.
That kind of sucks because we're supposed to be in the same year. We're supposed to be in this together. You can't leave me.
It's okay. I won't. Because it's gonna be like applying for next year. But on top of that, I'm gonna be getting my driver's license. I'm gonna be focusing on that.
I am too.
Yeah, right.
I'm about to.
This year.
My 5-hour.
Yeah, for me, this was the year I got a job. Next year, I'm gonna get my license. I'm gonna hopefully get into a college. You know, that's what I'm saying. But yeah, what about you, Phoebs?
That's a lot. I'm excited for you. Kind of building on what I was saying earlier. Now I'm sort of like, all right, enough with like the being in shock that I own a house or whatever, and like do something with it, you know? So we're gonna expand our chicken flock. We're gonna get serious about that. Like
farming.
And just like start to like just get like more brave, you know? Be like, I'm gonna repair that barn. I'm gonna figure it out. I'm gonna get out there. I'm gonna watch some YouTube videos. I'm gonna like make things happen. You know, it's kind of like scary the first time you're trying to like learn new skills. But I'm sort of sick of being like afraid, so I'm not doing it. It's just like, no, you just gotta. The best teacher is experience. You gotta put yourself out there. Expect to fail. Let that be your lesson. I think sometimes I'm afraid to try something that I'm afraid I'll fail at, but it's like, nah, messing up is how you learn how something works right, and it's okay.
That is true.
DJ Meatball, what about you?
One thing I'm looking forward to is turning 16, hopefully getting my permit.
Yeah.
And hopefully trying to shoot my first 300.
Yeah.
That sounds incredible.
And that's a perfect game, by the way.
The only high score I've ever gotten in bowling is Wii Bowling. So that is extreme,
right?
I mean, that counts, too.
That being said, we're going to see you guys right back after another song. We're going to play Kendrick Lamar, Count Me Out.
Peace.
Which way to go on this dark road?
Mr. Duckworth.
All of these make it difficult.
Session 10. Breakthrough.
One of these lives, I'ma make things right with the wrongs I done. That's when I unite with the father, son. Till then I fight. Rain on me, put the blame on me. Got guilt, got hurt, got shame on me. Got six magazines that's aimed at me. Done every magazine was fame to me. It's a game to me with the bedroom at. Sleep, I ain't never had affairs with that. What's fair when the hearts and the words don't reach? What's fair when the money don't take things back? It's rare when somebody take your dreams back. I care too much, wanna share too much. In my head too much, I shut down too. I ain't there too much. I'm a complex soul. They layered me up, then broke me down. Immorality's dust, I lack and trust. This time around, I trust myself. Please, everybody else but myself. All else fails, I was myself. Outdone fear, outdone myself. This year, you better win yourself. Mask on the babies, mask on the opera. Mask in the neighborhood stores you shop. But a mask won't hide who you are inside. Look around, the reality's carved in lies. Wipe my ego, dodge my pride. Look myself in the mirror. Amityville ain't seen nothing scarier. I fought like a pit bull terrier. Blood I shed could fill up aquariums. Tell my angels carry them. Every emotion been deprived. Even my strong points couldn't survive. If I didn't learn to love myself, forgive myself 100 times, dog. I love when you count me out. 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 How you gonna win my trust when the lies run deep? How you gonna bend your love when the bed don't sleep? Deep beat crash your feelings in the middle of the street. When you was at your lowest, tell me where the was at. When you was at your lowest, tell me where the lows was at. 3:30 in the morning, scroll through the call off. Ain't nobody but the mirror looking for the fall off. I love when you call me up. I love when you call me up. Let me tell you about the woman I know. I know karma like to follow her strong. I know meanness that feel alone. Anytime I couldn't find God, I still could find myself through a song. Many find their life in the phone. You said I feel better if I just work hard without lifting my head up. That left me fed up. You made me worry. I wanted my best version, but you ignored me. Then changed the story. Then change the story. Good energy in a room, drop the location, please. Anybody out it for the one when I'm frustrated? Please. Keep my good conscience in rotation. Thoughts in my head, they living there with no. Gotta keep my good. I made a decision. Never give you my feelings. What you from? What you from a distance? I put it on the devil when they fall short. I put it on my ego, Lord of all lords. Sometimes I fall for down. I love when you count me up. 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 My name is in your mouth. Sure, sure. Miss regrets, I believe that you don't miss. Miss regrets, can you please exit out my own? Miss regret, I think I'm better off alone. Miss regret, I got these deep regrets. Some things I can't forget. Lord knows I tried my best. You said it's not my best. I came about my flesh. Some things I must confess. Spoke my truth, paid my debt. Can't you see I'm a wreck? Let me loose, I digress. This is me, and I'm blessed. 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 Anybody fighting through the stress? Anybody fighting through the...
And that was Count Me Out by Kendrick Lamar.
And you are listening to Clubhouse Radio 90.7 FM. Today we're going to be keep on talking about our New Year's show. We got a few lovely people here today. We got...
DJ Fabs.
DJ Meatball.
I'm DJ Pick. No, I'm DJ Somebody Was Gone. And I'm also with my host,
DJ Cola. And today we were just talking about, you know, how our year was and what's our year looking like. So I got another question for the theme. What was the most unexpected thing that happened to you this year? Good or bad, just most surprising.
And I have a question after that.
Of course.
Right. Unexpected.
I don't really know.
Unexpected.
Ooh. Huh.
I'll go first while you guys think of one. Just like having the opportunity of being able to perform and joining the tracks program, that was very unexpected.
I would say joining. By the way, I raised our mic so that way we don't have to keep just pulling it. Okay. I would say you said unexpected, right?
Yeah, surprising.
I would say what is a good one? Let's see. Unexpected.
What about you, DJ Meeple?
My most unexpected thing was getting my first sack in football.
Okay, let's go.
Oh my god. The most unexpected thing was getting my permit. Like the last day of September was the most unexpected thing I could ever say, because from what I've told people in the past, September is always like the worst month. Like my family knows, my friends know, like September is always the worst month for me. Like every year it's always September. I hate September.
I think for me it's September.
It's always September.
That's my favorite month.
What, September? September's always the worst year for me, because like it's like during September, I had so many losses, so many downfalls, and everything.
Same here.
So it's like September, it always comes back. Like,
I got you.
I mean,
and that last day of September, I got my permit. I was like, oh my god. Like,
something good out of all
something
this.
Something good. Like,
okay.
This past September wasn't really the best for me.
Yeah,
but
everybody has those months.
Yeah.
It's December. I'm glad we're finally out of that. And proxy also into a new year. I'm looking at tying us back in.
But,
all right,
now,
that
being
said, what
was your question? My question is, what brought y'all peace this year?
Ooh, beautiful question.
Like, your current self, and what do you say that brought your inner self peace?
Dang, that's a big one. I actually had a really good moment recently. So, you know, sometimes when you move, your stuff gets all jumbled together or whatever.
Yeah.
You lose track of what matters, what doesn't. So I finally had a minute where I sat down. And I had this shelf that actually was my mom's from, like, ages ago. And she passed away when I was 5. So, like, when I have stuff of hers, it's really special. So I just took that shelf, and I was like, this is not just going to be a throwaway. It was like, I need to put on... I want to make it special. So I, like, made every single shelf represent, like, a different part of my life. And, like, have, like, symbols on it. So when I wake up in the morning, I can, like, take a minute with it, meditate on it, like, start my day slow, really intentional, like... It's just like that kind of stuff, you know, like little things.
Yeah.
What about you? Question is, what brought you peace? Like, what helps bring you peace in your life, tranquility, if you will?
It's the thing that most brought me peace is actually bowling.
Cool.
Like, it calms you down.
Yeah.
And you are like. Just watching the pins, just...
Right, super focused.
Yeah.
Like, everything else disappears.
So bowling brought you peace?
Yes.
How'd you get into bowling?
I had to just go into school, and also my stepdad has been bowling for a few years now. I've been also bowling since I was 5.
Okay, hey, you've been bowling since you were dead, man?
Yes.
Nah, I'm not gonna lie, that's a long time.
Bro. Day I have to bring you to the bowling alley just so you can, like,
just to see.
Bro, that would be a fun day out.
Yeah, that actually would.
Yeah, clubhouse field trip, bowling alley.
Yo, that's...
Y'all are in charge, you decide.
Also...
Yeah, we could. We should do that.
I heard a little rumor, you know, about clubhouse spending money. I'm not gonna lie. That sounds like a W idea. I'm just putting it out there. I know someone listening. Kyrie, I know you're listening. But if you're not, like I said, I'll be very sad. So, DJ Kyrie, I know you're hearing. I know you're listening. You hear that idea? Yeah. I
like that idea, so I had to say it in the radio.
Man, you're putting yourself out there like that. I mean,
yeah. By the way, that's not my original idea.
Okay.
I'll say that now. That's not my idea. I will not take credit for someone else's idea. There you go.
Phoebs, I gotta ask you, what was it like moving out? Like, is this your first time on your own moving out?
Oh, no.
First
no.
time getting a house.
This is my first time.
Yeah. My bad.
The first time buying a house, which is just, like, wild. You know, I've only rented before, so that's totally different, you know? And it's, like, the first time I felt like I'm in a place that's meant to be my forever home.
And instead of, like, somewhere like, oh, my God, I'm renting it out. I have to move.
Yeah, like, you don't know how long it's going to last. It's not yours. Any effort and energy you put into it, like, it's not, you know.
I can't do what I really want. Like, freaking.
Exactly.
And then you're
renting
an apartment, you're like,
Yeah, limitations. So it's like, it's a double-edged sword, because like, you have full power, but you also gotta like, take care of stuff. Yeah, there's no landlord to call, you are the landlord.
You gotta buy the Wi-Fi, you gotta buy the
Yeah. But it's pretty empowering though, it's cool. And it's honestly, mortgage, if you can get a good mortgage, it's not just cheaper than renting, but...
Hold on, wait. DJ Kyron? You don't caught yourself in trouble texting my phone. Wait, y'all, look, I'm gonna show y'all this. He said, whoa, bold. So now that I know that you're listening,
hey, at least he's listening.
Okay.
If you don't text me a song, I'm gonna be very highly upset.
While we're waiting for that, we have a song right now. We're talking about Phoebs moving out or. Just getting a home.
Moving in general.
Mm-hmm. This is Don't Throw Away My Legos by AJR. Without being said, or without further ado.
As a grown man, I'm not to lose, I only defenders. I'm packing up whatever I can. Been waiting for today, but all I can think to say is, oh no, don't throw out my Legos. What if I can't let go? What if I come back home? At home, 'cause I wanna move out, I don't wanna move on. People want shirts with the brand name on it, and suddenly we ain't so bad. From mom and dad, my Christmas card looks like a mug shot, 'cause suddenly I'm getting sad. Been waiting for today, but all I can think to say is, oh no, don't throw out my Legos. What if I can't let go? What if I come back? At home, 'cause I wanna move out, I don't wanna move on. Can we keep my Legos at home? 'Cause I wanna move out, I don't wanna move on. It's cold out there, you're standing there, you're trying to face your greatest fear. You're shivering, you're trembling, it's warm in here. So come back in. Oh no, don't go out my way.
cause I wanna move out. I don't wanna move on.
Okay, now since y'all wanna talk in this group chat, you know, y'all don't know what they're saying, but roll yes bowling. Again, roll yes bowling. Now
you're confusing everybody in Catskill, so Acre, and Hudson.
That being said, hello everybody. This is Clubhouse Radio on 90.7 FM broadcasting.
And
good job, you can back up, buddy.
I know, I'm used to having to bring the mic to my face.
Bring it up, that's why I did it, so that way we wouldn't have to lean in too much and back up.
It's happened.
So, one of our lovely staff at Clubhouse that's in this group chat was very confused at DJ Kyron talking about, yes, bowling, and not knowing that we shouted him out on the radio. Now, we sent the staff the link in the group. And, you know,
he'll be listening.
We know. Yeah, we see the text.
Did you have some? That made you pee?
Yeah, you're not sneaky. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And by the way, that song was Don't Throw My Legos Out by AJR.
But yeah, you're not slick. We sent you the link. Click the link.
Oh, and by the way, I know you're listening. I have my own bowling balls. Would I be able to bring those?
To the bowling?
To the bowling, yes. If we do that.
Yes.
So, okay, I'm sorry. I don't have this number saved in this group, but someone said, yes, bowling, please.
Yo,
can you tell me who that is?
That is awesome.
Who that is.
Let me check.
I don't have every number saved.
Let me check. Oh, it's Lawless Lawrence.
Oh,
Laura, I'm not surprised Lawrence is into bowling.
Drop DJ
group chat. This is dead.
We're drop DJ into group chat. We'll shout you out.
Okay.
Y'all not listen, I'm be very sad. Y'all don't hear me crying on radio. Where to?
If y'all listen to the stream, we got DJ Sean Money. DJ.
Okay, right.
Meatball.
Look. The one that. Okay. DJ A. I'm going to say DJ A because I don't know if you want me to say your name. What do you want to be called? Or do you want me to say your name? I'm gonna call you DJ A right now.
That being said,
I need you to text this group.
Tying into this theme, this is what we're looking forward to, working with so much people on board. We got new staff, we got a bunch of newcomers, and that's what I'm talking about. We're transforming Clubhouse. I mean, it already was.
I think 2023 year might be the year of Clubhouse really opening up into, like, the next, like, new energy, new vibe. Yeah, you feel it? Okay.
I feel like if we got our name.
All right, so far, we kind of got a live audience, Loki. So, we got DJ Gray. We got DJ Lexi Lemon. That's kind of tough.
Ooh, DJ Lexi Lemon, that's good.
I'm
going to
call you DJ Lemon on some real. That's kind of tough. DJ Lemon, that kind of sounds tough.
Everybody picks foods.
Double M's, by the way.
Can I just say, I don't know why, we all tend to, except you, but everybody else seems to go towards food and drink.
I mean, I'm an object.
Popcorn.
But you see the thing, I relate because you can buy that stuff.
I mean, Lupo.
Buy money.
DJ Shamani can buy you.
Okay, so I
mean, if I'm being honest, Meatball has been my name ever since I have started coming to Catskill.
I forgot the word. I